There's too many people in here. I'm in OMSI trying to record this. So, I apologize for the sound quality on this episode. I'm experimenting with the iPod Touch, trying to do some more mobile stuff. I do not recommend the app named iTalk. It's for me to you. Okay. Cool. Okay, hey. Welcome to Portlandians, show number 16. Hey, everybody. This is Sam Davis. Thanks for coming by. I'm excited about this show. If you already listened to the last Night Owl Records shows that I did, there's an extra twist. But you know what's going to go on generally. If you haven't, let me catch you up a second. Night Owl Records show is this great record show that happens in Portland twice a year. They have it at the
Eagles Lodge
on Hawthorne. And then the general public just pays, I think it's two or three, can't remember. And they have a couple of DJs trading off, playing really great music. Full bar food. Also, there's an extra twist. If you pay $15, you get to go in 3 hours early and kind of get the first dibs on everything if you're really into record collecting. I'm a much more casual kind of collector than that. Some of my friends are much more formal. That doesn't make any sense, but some of my friends are actually vendors there, and you'll hear some of them talk to them. But essentially what happens is I go to this record show with my buddy DJ Philadelphia Freedom. We buy a bunch of records, then we go back to my house and we listen to them and then we talk about them. The new twist on this one is that I actually record at the record show too. We should just jump on in. So this is myself with DJ Philadelphia Freedom. I sound like I said Philadelphia. DJ Pedophilia Freedom. Wait a minute, he's not going to like that. DJ Philadelphia Freedom. Here it is. Night Owl Records, fall 2011.
So here I am recording with it in my damn pocket. Why not? I just turned the corner. First thing I see in the parking lot, one of my best friends I've ever had's 1984 Volkswagen GTI, one of my dream cars of all time. It's good knowing my buddy's here, and he's a vendor again this year, or this time. It's biannual. Makes me feel warm inside.
These people really like their records. You're a hit. Okay.
Hello.
How'd you hear about the show?
Some buddies that are vendors.
Oh.
Yeah. Cool. Another friend,
so
that's a DJ that comes
sign
to
sign in.
Five, six, seven, and one is ten.
Wait a minute, huh? Thank you. There is a painting, a portrait of Jimmy Durante on the wall. I wonder if he was an eagle. He must have been an eagle. We've got Stanford versus Washington State on the big screen. A bunch of pictures of veterans. Hey, Tim Russ.
Did you find your Black Sabbath record?
No.
I got it.
Steve's. Okay.
Gotcha.
Excellent. Beautiful. I was looking for a Black Sabbath record last show, 6 months ago. He didn't have it, but he said he could get it for me. And he did. What's going on, Ezra?
How's it going? Nice to see you, man.
You too. How you been?
Good.
Nice. get, get in?
I got in earlier with Steve.
Line outside right now.
Yeah, crazy.
Pretty amazing.
I know. It's almost like I just want to like lift stuff before we get here, and then once we get here, just chill.
Yeah. So how much earlier do you get in to do the
3 o'clock?
Oh wow, really?
Yeah.
That's fucking early.
Yeah.
So $15 gets you in 2 hours early.
Yeah.
What does smelling it tell you?
If it's mold or not.
All right. Good call.
Alice Cooper.
Easy action. That's the Frank Zappa greatest one, I think.
Yeah. What's your favorite track? Return of the Spiders?
Oh, it's all good. I just don't need it anymore. I decided to let go of things I don't need anymore.
Why do you think this guy looks so sad?
His mommy doesn't like him.
Could be. As good a bet as any, I guess.
What are you doing? You're actually all creepy over there.
I just want to hang out with you, but there's like a weird distance and loud voices and stuff. How you been?
Doing some interviews.
Yeah.
You got your portable.
If you don't want, I can shut it off.
Oh, wait, are we on tape?
It's fine. Yeah, I can shut it off. But,
I'm uncomfortable.
It's all voluntary. No, I'm
feeling
just
weird about this. Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool. I was talking to Ezra before. Pulled out a record, looked at it, like, ooh. And then I pulled out another one and smelled it, and I was like, what was that all about? I was like, check if it's mold. I was like, nice tip.
That's how you can tell if it's an original press. If it smells a little bit like mold,
it doesn't have that kind of bleach. For years.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like bleach paper. It smells like a kind of
musty mildew. Paint. It's all good.
It's real. It's the real deal.
If it gives you a sneeze attack, it's real.
I've actually had that happen before. Where I ran into some shit that was like wrong and I was fucked up for like 2 hours.
Are like those one records I got from our friend that smelled like cigarettes? It really made my house stink for like a week.
Chuck Brown on Soul Search is live. Holy shit.
I never seen that in my whole life.
Wow. Oh, they do the message.
Nice. Oh, it could be. What did it say?
It says Sugar Hill Music Company.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
The Washington Go-Go sound.
Wow.
I haven't ever heard it. I'll wait until I get home.
That's
going
to be incredible. $6, too. Black smoke.
How are you?
Honey buns.
Hey there.
Yes, Steve is there.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
You got it, man. Sorry.
We should come here for big things.
I know. How do you become a member? You feel better?
No, it's probably that's a pet.
They usually let anyone in.
If you take this tweet, I can make a deal for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you got?
So we can be 25, it can be like 22. Yeah.
So I don't even know what I have anymore. I'm spending it like water. Alright. I'll do it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Thank you. Very little. I get cheap records from here on out.
What do you think looks more like Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson or him?
You are not Michael Jackson? Or?
Oh, exactly. Thank you very much. Okay.
That's what you were looking for.
Skinny.
Or in Brazil, they call him Michael Jax.
Michael Jax?
Really?
Ask her if called Mike on Jax.
Mike on Jax.
That wasn't really an ask. He just kind of said it and walked away.
I would like this George Carlin record, please. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Oh, look at that. Close Encounters of the Third Kind, the board game.
Whoa.
What is that like?
Sick.
What is that Close Encounters game like?
Well, that belongs to the guy that I'm watching this tape for. I don't know anything about that.
I've never even heard of that.
Okay, the bottle's dusty, which means it's been here for a while. But Teddy's orange cream soda. Do I dare?
Why not? It's soda. How bad could it be?
Right.
Extreme HDP. What does that mean? What does that mean? Red soda. This is red flavored. What is this? Extreme HDP? XDP? That does not get me. Not recommended for children, pregnant women, or people with heart conditions. Holy shit. Whoa, look at that green one. That looks awful. Whoa, that looks awful. Yeah, there's nothing green. Even remotely natural about that color. Thanks.
Opener.
Okay. This should be an easy one though.
This is one of my favorite songs, and it's also featured in one of my probably my favorite cartoon of all time.
Whoa.
Yeah, and it's a great cartoon.
It's not Mr. Magoo, is it?
No, it's not Mr. Magoo, voiced by Jim Backus. Who was also Thurston Howell the Third on Gilligan's Island.
Uh-huh. What a weird career.
Right? This is a different version, but Cab Calloway do the St. James Infirmary Blues. Featured in the Fleischer Brothers.
Whoa.
Betty Boop.
Oh, really?
That Snow White cartoon, which is one of the most bizarre and psychedelic old black and white cartoons ever. And they filmed Cat Calloway singing and dancing, and then rotoscoped over top of him. They drew on top of Max Fleischer invented the rotoscope. So he turns into this like trippy, weird, like ghost with long legs and all dancing like Cat Calloway.
I've seen that.
Whoa.
It's amazing.
So I actually found the version that he's talking about. It's a shorter version, but it's the one that's actually from the cartoon that he's referring to here. So I decided to just use that instead, since we're talking about it. Okay, here it is.
Folks, I'm going down to St. James Infirmary. See my baby there. She sits out on a long white table. She's so sweet, so cold, so fair. Let her go, let her go, oh bless her. Wherever she may be, she will search this wide world over. but you never find another sweet man like me. Now when I die, bend me in my straight leg breeches, put on a box back coat and a studs and a hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so you can let all the boys know I died standing past. Then give me 6 rap shooting Paul Bearers. Let a chorus girl sing me a song. Put a red hot jazz band at the top of my head so we can raise hallelujah as we go along. Folks, now that you have heard my story, hey boy, hand me over another shot of that blues. If anyone should ask you, tell them I got those St. James in fiery blue.
I'm expecting to go there.
Cam Calloway!
Man.
Nice.
I always used to, I used to love when I was a kid, he would sing on Sesame Street. He was real old, but he still had his moves though. And he did the, Hadi 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 Ha.
Mm-hmm.
Hidi 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 Hidi. Hody Hody Ho. I remember that. That was the, in the days, on Sesame Street, B.E. Before Elmo. Little fucking red jerk off. Whatever. This is Grover who doesn't know how to talk.
Kind of is.
Yeah. I got 2 Paul Weller albums today. I got The Jam, The Gift, which is one that I rarely see, but it was a buck, which kind of makes me think it might not be good, but it's The Jam for a buck, so whatever. And then I also got Don't hate me, but I got the Style Council, My Ever-Changing Moods. Now, usually my stance is, friends, don't let friends listen to the Style Council.
I've never even heard of them.
The Style Council was Paul Weller's band with Mick Talbot after The Jam. And they did some truly, truly horrendous things with cheesy British neo-soul in the mid-80s. But this album has my favorite song by them, A Solid Bond in Your Heart, which is just this awesome shout out back to like old school Northern Soul clubs in the UK. The video's cheesy and great. It's just a great song. So I will make an exception for the Style Council for this song. And actually, you can find The Jam doing this. I think like this was originally a Jam tune, but I don't think The Jam ever like officially recorded it. So there's versions of it out there, but I just wanna I felt like I had to justify my purchase to the guy. Like, I don't normally like Style Council. Okay? I just like this one song. Don't hate me. Don't think I usually listen to the Style Council. Who am I kidding?
It's Paul Weller. I'll do it.
Hey, here's C.W. McCall with Oregon Trail.
Did you see me at Westport Landing on the wide Missouri shore? Did you hear the west wind calling in the spring of 44? Fort Kearney, did you hear my trumpets blow? Did you write your name in stone, boys, on the great Black River Road? Did you see that endless prairie? And clean and pure and free. Did you hear that rolling thunder on the wild Nebraska sea? Did you climb the shining mountains? Did you cross that great divide? Did you pray to God Almighty let you down the other side?
CW McCall record. The real McCall. Just who is CW McCall? Well, he's not the rhinestone cowboy type.
Glenn Campbell.
He won't wear ruffled shirts or sparkly pants. He'd rather run around in the mountains in a muddy jeep thinking up songs and chasing rainbow trout. So what kind of artist we got here? McCall is a kind of grassroots all-American storyteller. He and his music seem to be made of just about everything that's right and good. Somehow he gives everybody something to smile about, or think about, or maybe even cry about. Something to hold on to. And anyone who can do that these days has got to have a little magic going for him. Jerry Smithers.
I didn't know there was a Hank font.
Yep. Magic and the guy that's responsible for some awful, awful Christmas album behind him. So sensitive.
Holy fuck, I love it. You can't get enough of this guy.
This is my splurge. The free design. Kites are fun. These guys are the epitome of sunshine pop.
Kites are fun.
Okay, and look at the cover of that.
heights are fun.
Yeah. And actually,
can't really
Light in the Attic
disagree with them.
Light in the Attic has re-released a lot of their stuff and done, like, there was an album of their, like, new, like, DJs and, like, beatmakers remixing their songs. So, like, they're really well-regarded in some strange circles that you really wouldn't think. Just the harmonies and the
I can see some Stereo Lab in this.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
But, I mean, the Bell and Sebastian. Yeah.
Fun. See my kite, it's green and white. Laughing at it, it's just a fly. All that's between us is a little yellow string.
But we like each other more than anything. And we run along together through the field behind my house. And the little drops of rain caress her face and wash my blouse. And we'd like to be a zillion miles away from everyone. Cause Mom and Dad and Uncle Bill don't realize kites are fun. Kites are fun. Kites are fun. Kites are fun.
See my kite, it's green and white. Laughing in its distant flight.
All that's between us is a little yellow string. But we like each other more than anything. And we run along together through the field behind my house. And the little drops of rain caress her face and wash my blouse. And we'd like to be a zillion miles away from everyone. Cause Mom and Dad and Uncle Bill don't realize
fine. Reed, what does it say on that record?
Okay, this is the, well, on the back, well, here, this is the description of the song. This bright, gay song was literally the beginning of the Free Design. It was Chris Diedrich's first song, and it was the group's first record, and first chart hit. It's a song to cheer you up, says Chris. I wrote it on a rainy day when I was feeling kind of lonely. I was thinking about a girl whose initials were K-A-F, and out of those initials popped, kites are fun. It says, whatever it is you like, go ahead and do your thing. Russ Savickas plays the introduction on Fender bass, and Chris adds a jaunty recorder solo to the group's singing. Jaunty.
That is fucking
good
great.
Shit. Sunshine.
That's good. Yeah, it's in cherry condition. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
God, I heard a guy talking about some record. It was like this record you've been looking for like 5 years or something.
Wow, the holy grail.
Found it, and it was, like, super cheap, and he's like, this is fucking ridiculous, you gotta be kidding me, it's too good to be true, and, like, pulls out the record, and it's like, brr. Like, almost like toy vinyl or something.
Oh, no.
Like, not even, like, barely a real record.
Total shit quality.
That sucks. Do you remember what it was?
No.
Do you guys ever have, like, the old, like, Davy Crockett, like, 33s?
Oh, the, like, the Disney records?
Yeah, definitely. I had a few, some of those when I was really young, like, 5 or 6. Nice.
Yeah, you see those around in, like, the dollar bins here and there. Yeah, like, the Peter Pan records was the name of the label. They put out lots of kiddie stuff and all the early Disney stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember what label it was. I think it was, like, Peter Pan, not Peter,
Maybe Peter Pan, but definitely Davy Crockett.
Ooh. Hey.
Who is this?
Sunrise.
Nice. Oh, sorry.
That's what's called a teaser, folks. Sunrise next time. And more. All right, there it was. Part one. Night Owl Records show. Fall 2011. Yeah, we got two more parts coming up from the fall show. Stuff that you don't expect at all, trust me. Even from the artist, even if it's an artist that you may expect, you won't expect the ones we're playing. And then, yeah, let me just plug myself a little bit. Whoa, don't take that out of context. Should edit that out. Okay. Yeah, let's see. I love doing this show. I really, really, really love it. It's one of the few things in my life that makes me feel fulfilled. Brings a lot of joy to myself. I would like to do it a lot more. I would like to expand it. I would like it to be a source of income so I don't have to work 60 hours a week on top of doing this. It's a lot of work that goes into it. It may not sound like it, but I worked like 10 or 15 hours a week on this thing on top of, you know, working two jobs. So let's go right into it, son. There's a donate button. If you go to portlandians.com, the sidebar on the right, there's a button that says donate. It's a way that you can donate through PayPal. That would help me out immensely. Also, you can go on to the iTunes store, search for Portlandians under podcasts, and this will come up. And then you can rate the show. You can leave a comment. Both is better. The more that happens, what that means is you rank up higher on lists. So when people search for things on iTunes, they might actually see my show. They might actually hear it. The more people that follow it, the more chance it is that I get a sponsor, which would be great. Also, there's, if you go to portlandians.com, every show has share buttons. So you can share this show on your Twitter account or your Facebook. I think maybe there's a Google Plus one, Stumble. All of that helps. And all of those, except for the donate button, involve you not doing anything except clicking on something. So that's pretty easy, I think. Oh, and also, I have a record that I put out a few years ago that it would be really great if people would go check out, possibly even purchase. It's on bandcamp.com. You can download individual songs. You can listen to samples of everything. You can download individual songs. You can download the entire record. The band is Temperature and Pressure. The record's called Geology. So like I said, it's on bandcamp.com. You can either just go there and search for Temperature and Pressure, or you can go to temperatureandpressure.bandcamp.com. Yeah, any of those things. / all of those things would help me out greatly. Any money I make off that old record is going to go directly towards putting the new one out, which will make me not lose money on it, which would be awesome. All right. I'm done plugging myself. I hope you liked it as much as I did. And thanks for tuning in. It's really nice to be able to do this. And got a lot of good feedback. Thank you, guys. All right. Talk to you soon.